I'd like to remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the ITO-INGO-PDP Working Group call on Wednesday, 27th March 2013. On the call today we have Lanre Ajayi, Jim Beckoff, Avery Doria, Alan Greenberg, Catherine Gribben, Stefan Hankins, Deborah Hughes, Wolfgang Kleinwachter, who will be joining, in about 20 minutes, David Maher, Christopher Rassi, Thomas Rickett, Greg Shatton, and Claudia McMaster-Tamarit. We have apologies from Chuck Gomes, Evan Libovich, Guylaine Fournet, and Mason Cole, Alain Béranger, who will be joining for the second hour, and Wilson Abigaba. And from staff, we have Marika Connings, Barry Cobb, Brian Peck, and myself, Julia Chavelin. May I remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you very much, Julia. My name is Thomas Rickert, and I'm chairing this working group. Before we move to the next agenda item, as usual, I'd like to ask whether there are any updates to the statements of interest. Hearing and reading none in the chat, we can now move on to the next agenda item, which is the discussion of the state of the working group deliberations and the potential path to consensus recommendations. Now, to give you a little bit of background for this agenda item, I guess that as chair, I'm running out of ideas to stimulate the group to provide substantive input and proposed changes to the proposed recommendations that are on the table. We have a couple of documents that are that have been circulated, and these documents include both the state of the art of the potential qualification criteria. They include the state of the art of the potential protection mechanisms. We have a draft for the exemption process, I guess there's even a fourth document whose name I'm lacking at the moment. But despite my repeated encouragement for those who don't like certain positions or proposals that have been made to refine those so that they could agree to them, we've virtually heard nothing. Rather than confirmations of the positions that have been voiced by the representatives of various groups in the community before. So I guess the situation that we're in at the moment, according to the working group guidelines, would need to be called divergence. You can see in the Adobe room the classification or the definitions of the various levels of consensus or the absence thereof. And divergence means a position where there isn't strong support for any particular position, but many different points of view. Sometimes this is due to irreconcilable differences of opinion, and sometimes it is due to the fact that no one has a particularly strong or convincing viewpoint, but the members of the group agree that it's worth listing the issue in the report nonetheless. That is my observation. I will give the group the opportunity to comment on that, but as working group chair, I guess it's my duty to let you know what the status of my thinking is. So I have also mentioned to you multiple times that I want to save everybody's time and save the group from moving in circles. But I guess that we have already started to do that, at least to a certain extent. So I guess that it's high time for us to consider potential options to move forward, and there are actually different strategic approaches to proceed. We can certainly do what is laid down in the working group guidelines, and take the routine as it is detailed in there to try to come closer to a common view by the group. But I think that given the exchange both in the telephone conferences as well as on the mailing list, chances are slim that we're going to make significant progress. To give you an example, we have been discussing basic parameters for an exemption procedure. There have been some in the community or in the working group that have opposed to the parameters that have been laid out in this relatively rough sketch of the exemption process. I have then asked on the list as well as in the calls that those who don't like what's written down in the exemption procedure should let the group know whether they have fundamental opposition against a protection mechanism that would include such exemption procedure, or if that weren't the case, they should specify what changes should be made to the exemption procedure as sketched so that they would like it. But even to that, I have seen no response at all, so that I have to assume that there is fundamental opposition to that. So I see little point in trying to further refine the existing proposals, because I think chances for the group to get closer to consensus, as I said before, are quite slim. And in order to give the group a little bit more background on what options we have asked Marika Konings to join us for the first half hour of the call to enlighten us a little bit about the potential ways forward. In preparation of this call, we've already discussed a couple of options, and at this stage, I'd like to hand over to Marika to share those thoughts with the whole group. Marika, would you please?
Thanks, Thomas. Hi, everyone. This is Marika. Just wanted to share with you a little bit, you know, from my experience with other working groups on how they've handled, you know, producing an initial report, even in the possible absence of consensus. And just wanted to note as well that actually, according to the PDP manual, what is required to be included in an initial report is a statement of the level of consensus. It doesn't necessarily need to be a formal consensus call as described in the working group guidelines, which is a requirement for the final report. At that time, it's expected if there are recommendations in there that the formal consensus call is taken that really identifies the different positions and the level of consensus received. So in this phase, what the initial report typically looks for is a statement of the level of consensus. And as said, working groups have taken different approaches in how to go about that. And I can give you an example from one of the recent initial reports that has been published by the UDRP domain name lock working group. They were actually in a position where they didn't really have the time to go through a formal consensus call, you know, giving people enough time on a mailing list to object or provide their statements. But they did have a good sense that there was consensus for the recommendation. So the way they've approached it, what they have included in the report is basically just saying, you know, the preliminary level of consensus that we were able to assess for these recommendations is we appear to have consensus, but we're going to do a formal consensus call once the recommendations are finalized following the review of public comments received on the initial report. So that may be a way forward where, you know, you give an indication of the level of support received, even if that means that you're saying, you know, there is no consensus at this stage, but at least lay out the options in the initial report and as well encourage community input on, you know, the different options or the different approaches that have been suggested. And again, you know, something to note there as well, that I think in other groups it has been a triggering point as well for people to actually, you know, put the pen to paper is having a first draft of an initial report and having some of those thoughts out in an initial report and trying to describe that kind of, you know, these are the areas where, you know, we may have agreement. These are some of the areas where we are actually far apart, but would really welcome community input or concrete suggestions on how to bridge the different positions as a way forward. And again, one of the things that is an option for anyone, of course, is to include minority viewpoints. So if there are certain parts where there is a designation or where there is a belief that there is consensus, there is always opportunities for individuals or certain groups to provide a minority viewpoint and include that in the report. And again, allowing the opportunity for the community as part of an initial report to provide input, and that may help the working group as it continues its discussions and work on the final report to build that in and at that stage conduct a formal consensus call. So those are some of the things you may want to consider. As I said, I think there's quite a bit of flexibility in how you build your initial report, as long as you give indeed a sense to the community as where things stand. And that helps them as well, the community input, to focus on that and hopefully as well help you to come to a higher level of consensus than maybe where you are at the moment. So I hope that's helpful.
Marika, I guess that's very helpful. And at this point, I'd like to open it up to the group for questions or comments. So again, I think that it's premature, because I haven't given up hope that we will get closer to consensus. I guess it's premature to do a formal consensus call now, but the plan would be actually that we would have the draft report ready, hopefully prior to the Beijing meeting, work on that in Beijing with the working group. Hopefully, as Marika said, that's going to be a wake-up call for those that haven't spoken up so far to provide their input. And then in a time frame of maybe 2 weeks after Beijing, unless we see that there is some substantial progress that helps the group further define a consensus position, we would then put the report out for public comment. I see Ellen's hand, please.
Thank you, Thomas. I guess I've worked with Marika on a number of these reports and in working groups in various statuses, and certainly we can produce an interim report, and I would call it an interim, not a preliminary, because we're really, all we're doing, we could do at that point, is identify to the community the various positions that have been taken, because at this point we're closer to deadlock than not quite consensus. And I'm not quite sure what the way forward is. Certainly, putting a report out may push some people on to putting things in writing, which otherwise they've just voiced. But I really think our challenge is to figure out ways to come to consensus, not just to get a report out. And, I mean, I have an idea that I've raised a number of times is, I think that the way forward is to divide up the types of protections, and then for each of those types of protections, work through what the criteria are and what the eligibility is. I think there's a chance for some of the lower protections of actually coming to closure. If we continue to look at the overall picture as we have been and trying to do everything in parallel, I think we're a lot closer to the vertical integration working group than anything else, and for those who aren't familiar with it, it ended essentially in deadlock. I don't want that to happen to this group. Thank you.
Well, Alan, that's certainly something that I don't want to see happening, and I'm sure that the vertical integration subject will be mentioned as we move along in our discussion. To your point that we should go through the individual protections and discuss criteria for them individually, you will remember that we've, at least in two calls, gone through them, and I have asked the group to say what exactly they would like to see attached to the various stages of protections or the various options for protections, meaning top-level protections versus second-level protections, preventive versus curative mechanisms, what have you. We have a spreadsheet detailing all this, and the response from the working group was almost like zero. So there haven't been any concrete proposals to further specify what should be attached to the individual items. So, and this is basically why I guess as chair, in order not to waste everybody's time, wanted to come up with a proposal to, you know, to bring this to an end and hopefully to stimulate constructive feedback from the group and a meaningful discussion. And certainly, as chair, my intention is to bring this group to a consensus position, but I think we can't move on as we did. Greg, please.
I agree with Alan that we that this is not a monolithic proposal, and we do need to break it down and I think see where along the spectrum of mechanisms we can find something closer to consensus or maybe even true consensus and criteria for those. I think it's premature in the life cycle to start discarding proposals where there is a lack of consensus. I think that you know they should be reflected in the preliminary report, and you know perhaps in the writing of it we can either achieve some form of something along the spectrum of consensus. I don't know. I think it's premature to say that we're at deadlock, and in terms of counting noses, whether it's deadlock or something else along the spectrum of where there are opposed positions, without getting into you know counting noses or formal calls for consensus. I think that you know maybe that we have things in the preliminary report that don't survive to the final report, but I don't think you know they should be buried just because you know one or two members have kind of thrown their body on the railroad tracks. On things.
Greg, hopefully nobody's going to commit suicide in the course of our work. But,
oh, I know. I think their plan is fully to stop the train and not to commit suicide, nor I think would anybody here keep their foot on the gas pedal.
No, certainly not. But, Greg, just a quick response. None of the options that are on the table shall be suppressed or discarded. So, as Marika said, the idea or the proposal would be to include the current state of our discussions in the report and seek right. community input that will hopefully help the group shape a consensus position or something closer to consensus than we have at the moment. I guess I'll leave it at that and hear Aubrey first. Please, Aubrey.
Thank you. This is Aubrey speaking. I find myself in the happy circumstances of agreeing with just about a bit of what all the people have said so far and disagreeing probably with a bit of it. I think it's a great idea for there to be a Marika-led writing exercise that gets all the positions down and all of them clearly. I tend to think we're not near deadlock. What I think may be deadlocked is discussions that are based on stages and the notion that we have to have all of these pieces or we have none of these pieces. I think that for a lot of the pieces, there are various levels of support and there may even be full or rough consensus on some of those issues, and I think on some of them we're evenly divided and perhaps deadlocked on particular elements. And I think part of the writing, what will be important is for each person to be able to look and say, yep, that is an accurate representation of where I'm at this moment. That is an accurate representation of the way I see this issue. I understand other people see it other ways. So I find myself having agreed with almost everything Greg said, except for this notion that there are people here that deserve to be accused of throwing themselves in the way of the train to stop it. I think there are some very strong views here and some people that want to protect some harms that they see coming to their constituency, their interests, and yes, they're going to argue very strongly to prevent those harms. But I haven't noticed anyone really being, you know, a full block to everything. I've noticed all of us seem to be a block at something. So I think you've got the right idea about a way to proceed. I think it's good to hold in abeyance both the notion of deadlock or accusations of who's trying to create deadlock. And yeah, I think it'll be hard. And thanks.
Thanks, Aubrey. I guess I should clarify that I don't necessarily see deadlock. I think, you know, maybe that's a language thing, but I think that the absence of progress is not necessarily deadlock. But, you know, that might be a different discussion. I guess my plan would certainly be to display as accurately as I can with the help of staff the current state of the discussions, and you're certainly right that the level of consensus or the absence thereof is not the same for each and every item that we have been discussing. So there has been substantial support for the notion of opening up existing RPMs. Just to give one example, that would certainly be reflected in the report. But I think that we need to ensure that we don't get stuck by working group members. And I'm not picking on or looking at any of the members individually or specifically, but there have been oral requests that further work needs to be done on certain items. But then when it comes to actually coming up with concrete proposals that we can discuss, more or less nothing happens, and I guess we need to come over that. And I'm all for further refining the proposals that are on the table, but if you look at the history of proposals that is on the table, you will find that a substantial portion of those is something that either I can staff or I myself have put together. And I don't mind doing that, but I think that it's up for the group to specify what they would like to see being recommended by the group. And it's not a matter of me as chair or I can staff trying to guess what you might like. And I guess that's the best way I can describe the way I'm thinking and the reason why I'm proposing to proceed as proposed in order to maybe encourage or trigger further input from the group so that we can make substantial progress, which I think would be the best option. Are there any further comments or responses to that? Or let me put it the other way around. Is there opposition to proceeding in a fashion that Marika has outlined? Claudia, please.
Hello, Thomas. Claudia here. Not opposition, just support, in fact. And thinking about some conversations that we've had in the past, especially with Alan about perhaps ideas of protections that might be, so to speak, weaker, that could actually encompass many of the groups that we're talking about. I think we might be surprised, in fact, to echo, I hope I don't misstate Avery's position, I think we might be surprised that we might find some stronger areas of perhaps not full consensus, that is almost certain, but you know, perhaps strong support, where depending on the strength of the protection mechanism or the protection that's going to be granted or the reservation, if it's a weaker one, we might find that we can actually stand behind the idea of granting some kind of protection to international organizations that encompasses perhaps more than one or more than two, but organizations like my own and like other international organizations that are well established and have significant dealings with the internet and with standards that reflect upon the internet, and I think that we would very much support that kind of a report that would offer that option and say, well, we can stand behind this position. We might not all be able to stand behind this position, and then there's a minority of us who can stand behind this one and also get some of these comments. So just to say that I definitely support, Thomas, your direction, and I think that an interim report, even if it is to, as Marika says, maybe inspire us to put pen to paper, would be very, very wise, I think, at this point, particularly in light of the reality that the new GTLDs are being delegated, in weeks. So thank you very much, Thomas, just to say that much.
Thanks, Claudia. That's very helpful. Ellen.
Thank you. I think Claudia captured a lot of what I was saying. And I think the challenge is on some of the weaker protections, to use Claudia's words, I think we could get to the point where either we have support or at least I can live with by many of the participants in this working group. The challenge is to ensure that people who want stronger levels of protection don't feel like they are waiving their rights to push for those by accepting a weaker one first. And I think if we're going to get any closure on some of these issues, we have to start at the bottom and work up. And it doesn't preclude stronger protections. My organization would easily agree to weaker, claims notice type protection, for almost all the organizations that we're talking about here, while at the same time we would strongly push for much stronger proactive protections for some of the organizations. So I think we need to somehow creep towards that end. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. But I guess that there's no contradiction between what you said and what we're proposing. I guess it hopefully will help the group shape common view once we have something in a report that is due shortly for public comment, and that will hopefully encourage people to actually come up with markup versions and additional proposals. And maybe even with compromise positions that we haven't yet heard of, because everybody seems to be, and I'm not responding to you, Alan, because you have indicated that you would be willing to compromise on certain points. Those that haven't shown willingness to compromise, that even they might be willing to do so in the light of, the risk of maybe losing their game. Vertical integration has been mentioned earlier during the call, and vertical integration, I think, is a good example to illustrate what should not happen to this project. I think we have much nicer and better things to do every Wednesday for 2 hours than discussing. So we are all doing this because we want to achieve something. And I think that we should not allow this process to have the same fate or outcome as the vertical integration debate did. And, the result of that was that since the group, and I'm paraphrasing, and I know that most of you will be able to tell the story in much greater detail, but to keep it short, the group has not been able to reach consensus, and ultimately the board has made a decision. So the work was, stopped afterwards because it was pointless at that time. And if you look at what we're doing now, I guess there are views in this group. And again, I'm not looking at anybody specifically, but just let me try to give you a perspective from an outside observer. There are those requesting protections, and they think, well, we have the protections anyway because the board chose to grant certain protections. So, we might not need to compromise because we're going to get our will because the board's going to support us. And if the board doesn't do so, then the GAC will give it the required backup so that we get protections. But this position might not be safe forever. We're talking about the first round, and the protections that have been granted by the board are protections for the first round. And I'm sure that during the evaluation of the first round, those doing the evaluation will take a careful look at what we've been discussing. And they will find out that protections might not be as absolute as some have claimed during our discussions. And they might also understand the complexity of our discussions. So they might as well say, okay, for the second round, there are not going to be any protections. So we should not take for granted that, per se, preliminary protections that have been granted by the board might be perpetuated. At the same time, those opposing protections might take the position and say, we're just going to say no to it regardless, but protections actually have been granted at the moment, and they might as well be perpetuated, and opposition might not help improve the position of those that want to prevent protections, because more balanced protections than those that we have at the moment might actually be better for their interests or the interests of their groups. So I know that I'm simplifying, and I know that that this might be perceived as a biased display, but I'm just trying to illustrate a little bit for you that nobody should take for granted that they are going to win, and we might all end up being losers in this. And we might end up having spent a lot of time, and nobody will actually gain from it. If you look at the reserve names list, for example, this is a quite unflexible approach. So those requesting protections might be much better off if we put in some more flexibility for them. You know, this is just some food for thought. You know, I'm really concerned that we are going to that we're going to drive this into a dead end street and actually have a deadlock at the end of the day, and that the board will then make decisions that nobody in this group might be happy with. I know this has been a long speech. I hope that you're going to speak up now and share some thoughts with the group. But I, you know, regardless of the outcome, I sincerely do hope that the group will be able to do better or provide better results than the results that we currently have on the table. Does anybody of you want to comment on that, or...
Oh, this is Wolfgang, Thomas. You're absolutely right. Okay. I'm 100% behind you, so it's difficult to add something. So I just agree.
Thanks. That's very helpful. So it's not just me. Anybody else? Greg, please.
I would say overall I agree as well, and I think, you know, perhaps it's just... and we need to work harder on being responsive and trying to narrow ideas down to implementation, or to not use a word that has too many meanings. To some of the get down into the details more, and because it sounds like, you know, part of the frustration is that you're having is that we're not coming back to you with, you know, good, you know, workable things at this point, that maybe we're, I don't know if the group is getting fatigued or the like, but we need to I'll have an energy drink I'm as guilty as anybody of not having produced some, you know, major new piece of or revised piece of work that would help move a particular position forward, or even a position I don't agree with forward, for that matter.
thanks, Greg. That's much appreciated. But just to be clear, I don't want anybody to feel guilty or state so. I guess it's my point is more about community work and how community work should take place. And you will remember that I have tried to absorb the thinking of the group, not only in this working group, but also from the previous phase of the drafting team, and come up with concrete proposals for the group to further refine and work on. And I also guess that by doing so, I've gone further than other chairs would in order not to be seen to be biased or to lose their neutrality. And I hope that I have made sufficiently clear that that you know I'm not trying to drive the discussion into one or the other direction, but ultimately I guess that you know me trying to push things forward is not good enough for what you know I can deserve or the community deserves. So I guess that we need more input from the various groups. Okay, I guess we should leave it at that, and maybe you think about it, and we talk more about this in Beijing. I've discussed with staff that, and actually staff recommended that we shouldn't go over the individual protections again, but that we should try to agree on a way forward. I'd like to move to the third item, and certainly some of the parts that belong to the third agenda item we've already touched upon. For Beijing, I guess the plan is to recap that hopefully we're going to have the preliminary report displaying the various options that are on the table in one document, and that we will have the opportunity to discuss face-to-face how these should be refined. We will also have the opportunity, and please do note that the GNSO Council meetings during the weekend are public meetings, so please do come. There will be a half-hour session on this working group, which I'm going to be presenting at. So hopefully the GNSO Council is also going to provide some valuable input that helps us in our deliberations. And then the plan would be that we have something that you as working group members can take back to your respective groups, and hopefully we're going to have something ready for public comment, I would say in a time frame of 2 weeks after Beijing. And should actually we see that we make substantial progress and that we might be able to conduct a formal consensus call prior to putting it out for public comment, we will do so and change our plans at that point in time. But I think that it's premature to anticipate that at the moment. So I'd rather like to keep up the plan of trying to finalize something for public comment that sets out the current state of our discussions, let's say 2 weeks after the Beijing meeting. And then we will absorb the public comments and hopefully come up with a more unified position after we've seen that. Is that something that you would be willing to subscribe to, or do you have any better proposals? You know, it's don't get me wrong. My suggestions are suggestions. The working group, that's we. That's not me. So if you, I'm very open to criticism or suggestions. To if you have an idea how we can better steer this process. Okay, I'm hearing and seeing nothing on that point. Yes, Barry.
Thomas, this is Barry. Just to carry on with what you said, so our Saturday session is our working group. Our status session for the GNSO Council is on Saturday. I forget the exact time. I believe it's in the earlier part of the morning or or shortly after lunch, one of the two. The format of that 30-minute session, we're putting together a slide deck just to provide a status to the council as to where we're at with the state of deliberations with the working group and to touch on some of the maybe some of the high-level positions that we have thus far. That presentation will only probably take about 10 or 15 minutes, and then we'll use the remainder of the time for the council to ask Thomas and staff any questions for the for the working group. Then on Monday, we have our session, which I believe is around 4 p.m. Beijing time. That's a 90-minute session, and what we'll do, since more of the community will hopefully arrive and be there to participate with the working group, we'll spend the first 10 minutes just to basically provide the same kind of status out to the community about where we're at with the working group. Then the remainder of the time will be to go through, as what Thomas said, to basically dive into the report and go detail by detail about possible recommendations that we can have open dialogue and hopefully try to obtain some kind of formulation of consensus around certain recommendations that will help feed back into our interim report. And then, of course, the last part of that, probably 10, 15 minutes, will be available for questions from the community as well. So that's kind of the general outline of how we're going to structure this format in Beijing. Thanks.
Thanks, Barry. Also, in terms of the next agenda item, Barry, I know that you've done some changes or made some changes to the last version of the document. Can you maybe highlight those to the group?
Yes, Thomas, this is Barry. So I sent this out last night with the agenda. Essentially, I just made a few updates to the document, primarily from the basis of our last call. There were possible two other I will be changing this to say proposals instead of outcomes and do some restructuring. But the registry stakeholder group mentioned that they're working proposal within their stakeholder group, and they're deliberating and voting on that. Hopefully in the near future we'll be able to get the content of what that proposal may look like, and we'll import it into this document. And so right now this is just kind of a placeholder. The same thing for 2 Delta is also, Aubrey had mentioned another possible proposal. And Aubrey, I don't know if you recall or not, but if you could possibly write up a couple of short paragraphs about maybe what that would look like, I'd be more than happy to include this in the document as well. What you see here is essentially an extract of the transcript from last week's meeting, but certainly I could use some assistance in finishing out that secondary proposal. Those are really the only primary changes I made to this document. The other change is kind of listed further down, which is for proposal number 3, and just made some slight adjustments for recommendations 8 and 9 in regards to if there was recommendations to have access to trademark claims, leaving the options open and what that may do with the succeeding recommendations. So that's about it. Last thing I'll state is essentially this document, and as Thomas mentioned, there were 2 other documents, the exceptions procedure in the draft form that it is in, as well as the qualification criteria. Essentially, these will be imported into our interim report draft, and like we said, we hope to have that all put together in one document to send out to the working group hopefully next week prior to Beijing.
Thanks, Barry. I guess that's very helpful, and you will have noted that the various protections that have been enshrined in the latest spreadsheet now have all gone into this Word document. So you have all the proposals in one place, which hopefully will facilitate your work. Do you have any questions or comments on this document? Okay, so I guess you should take a closer look at that prior to our meeting, because in fact this is the last telephone conference that we have before our face-to-face meeting, and I'm looking forward to that meeting very much. I guess it makes a huge difference whether you work remotely or whether you are sitting with people in one room, and I do hope that we're going to make substantial progress there. So with this, you know, the next meeting has been confirmed. Barry has given us some details also on the format. We're going to reconvene on April the 8th for a 90-minute session. So this would basically be your last option to use the telephone bridge to communicate with the working group, because if you don't take this chance, we can end this call early. And Alan will have the opportunity to even have a drink before he or some other relaxation before he goes to his next call. Okay. Thank you very much, everybody. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Beijing, and hopefully we're going to have remote participation set up for that meeting so that we will have some of you on site and some of you participating remotely. Thank you very much, and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Thomas. Bye.